So in the Pasuk Chaf Gimel, in Rashi Emar, it says like this, Emar, say, and Rashi writes that this word is written Mole. Mole means, do you see how it's spelled? Aleph Mem Vav Resh. You can also write it Aleph Mem Resh. In Hebrew we have that, that sometimes you don't put the Vav in. The reason that the Vav is there is to show us, Loi Svarchein, do not bless them, and these are very important words, Bechipazain Ubebehalos, in haste and distraction, Ela Bekavana, but rather with concentration, Ubelev Shalem, and with a whole heart. And here is where we get that word bi'ahava as part of the bracha. When the kohen stands there, he's got to be thinking about how he loves the people that he is standing in front. There are funny, I mean, they sound funny. There are stories where kohanim have asked questions. My father once had a funny story where we always used to laugh about it, but it's not really funny. But a kohen, there was a kohen in Morristown, and where my parents lived, and it was Yontif, and he came to my father before it was time for Birchas Kohen. I mean, he said, I'm not sure if I can stand up there today, because he said, I am actually have a bit of a breakus with somebody that I'm going to be benching. I don't feel such a love for them. So I don't know if I can stand there. Actually, so my father told him that, very cute. My father just said to him, no, you can, because, you know, today is Yontif, and Yontif is a day of Simcha, and there's no question that today you're elevated, and you'll feel the love. So anyways, the point is, though, that it is true that that is a very integral part. So one way we learn it is just from this extra vav in the word emar. And I just want to show you, because the Nachshani also says another way to learn it. It's very, very important, because it's such an integral part of the whole thing. It says like this, that's right, there are 15 words in the bracha, and 15 is the gematria be'ahava. Also interesting, and every word is exact over here, so it's just a hint to the fact that it's done with love. There is also the fact that we have the word panim, that we'll see today twice, right? Pana ve'lecha, and that face-to-face shows love. When you look at somebody, that's a concept of love, like the kruvim, you know, the two on top of the arein, how they faced each other. Yeah. And so there's this concept of love. And also the word emar, as we're saying, that's where we learn with extra vav. But another place in Chumash, we have the famous pasuk that says, it's in Devarim, v'Hashem he'emircha hayayim li'yais lay la'am skula. And Hashem has chosen you. He'emircha, we might translate as said to you. But the commentary, no, it's chosen you, because it's a uniqueness, a specialness. So they say that this word emar is also this concept of being chosen with love. And that's how the kohen has to face each and every Jew, that there's a love there. So, and this love generates Hashem's love, so to speak. Hashem not reciprocates, but he like mirrors that love, and then all the brachas come pouring down. Because I just wanted to make sure, because we didn't mentioned that so clearly. Okay, now we want to go. Any questions before we go on?
It's like dominating with joy.
Oh, that's hard. 100%. No, this is not. You're right. Nothing here is easy. But it's such an important part. Very, very important part. And actually, there was another interesting thing that it shows also, that when we stand there, if you think of the bracha yivarechecha, it's in singular. Because we're supposed to also feel love, we're supposed to feel as one unit. That's when the kohen will feel that love for us also, and in turn, Hashem will feel the love. So the love has to be on all parts, each one of us for each other, the kohen for us, and of course, Hashem for his people. Okay, let's go now into page one. I want to just see to quickly, because we did, like I say, a lot last week, but I really want to see the exact brachas. Just fascinating. You'll note, I know I didn't make a clear diagram, but you could picture it because it's not that many words. But the bracha we said last week is divided into three psukim, the actual bracha, right? So there is, on page number one, you can see pasuk chav dalid, right? As we said, the first pasuk is Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, which has three words. The second pasuk, which is the second set, which is its own bracha, is Yo'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chunecha. That one has five words. And the third set, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseim l'cha shalem, has seven words. Just keep that in mind. Just simply, you can see that it's getting more and more. So the bracha is increasing as we go along, increasing in both intensity and in its depth as well, and what it means and what it means to us. And we have to understand each of these three sets of brachas actually have a theme to it. So let's see, what is the theme? So let's look into, first, we did Rashi on Yivarechecha last time, we did, and that Hashem guards us. We said that Hashem gives our possessions to be blessed, and that Hashem guards us. So what I would like to do is go to page number 3. In your thing, and we might go back to page 2 later, but page number 3, because I want to see some of the beautiful commentaries to understand what is this Yivarechecha exactly. So Rashi said Hashem is going to bless us, all the things that we have, that they should be, not, remember we said not only like the quantity, but even more the quality, that it should be so blessed and almost miraculous, everything that we own, and therefore Hashem has to guard it, because we shouldn't have any ayin hara, because we'll be so successful, and we will be doing so well. Okay, let's see the other commentaries, how they translate. So, on page number 3, if you look at the Ramban says like this, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. What does this mean? I'll just read a little bit from here. Al derecha emes ki habrocha milamayla. When we're talking about being blessed, that's coming from Hashem. V'hashmira shetishmer oisam ketam zochar v'shamar. Similar to zochar v'shamar, Hashem guards us. And then he goes on, there's really one part that I want to, the truth is, maybe, I feel bad, maybe we'll leave this one, because this one goes through all of it, we'll come back later, sorry, let's look to Rabbeinu Bachai, because I want to see first the first part of the bracha, sorry, Yivarechecha. So he says like this, what is Yivarechecha? Simply, the Rabbeinu Bachai says, what does it mean, al derech hapshat, habracha taisefes v'riboy taiva? Just the fact that we have an increase of good, like we said, in quantity, a lot more good. V'im habracha, and what comes together with the blessing, shmira, guarding, as we said that Rashi said, mashiyef shel king l'melech basar v'dan, like a king of flesh and blood can't actually guard it. So he says, sheyesh kayach biyaday lehashir es ha'adam, because a king can make a person wealthy, aval ein b'kayach sheyehe nishma, right? But he can't assure that it should be guarded. Let's see the Medrash. The Medrash tells us magnificent things of why it's important to know is because when we get this bracha, so, I mean, if we could remember a little bit, these are the things that we're receiving, so it's nice to know what's actually happening. So I'll show you what the Medrash says. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So he says, Yivarechecha ba'oysher, you should be blessed with wealth. So this is financial security, financial ability that we all need, our material goods that we all need, everybody needs that to live. That's what this, the truth is, that's this first bracha. The first bracha, the theme is all of our material, physical, financial sustenance. That's what is included in the first bracha. And he says, v'yishmerecha shetehei oiseh ha-mitzvahs. Interesting, the Medrash does imply that yishmerecha, although this bracha, this first three words, is really talking more about our physical well-being, it does say that it has to do with us being able to keep mitzvahs. And why would that fit into this bracha when this is not a spiritual bracha? It's interesting. How can we do a mitzvah? And what do we do a mitzvah with? Physical things. That's what mitzvahs are done with, as opposed to learning. Learning is not physical, but a mitzvah is physical. You keep kosher, you need food. You want to, anything, you need money to be able to pay for the mitzvah. And everything is done with physical objects. So even though a mitzvah is a spiritual thing, but it's done in the physical realm. And we need, and we must have the physical things, otherwise we can't do the mitzvahs, as we know.
It had nothing, he was a poor man, he was wrong.
That's it.
So you need the financial to be able to do it.
That's it, 100%. Need the financial, you need also, interesting, you actually need the material things to be able to do the mitzvah. Like the famous stories of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it says when he was in the cave, I mean, he couldn't do certain mitzvahs because he just, how could he get an esrog? You don't have one, there isn't one there. You know, so, and unfortunately, you know, it's interesting because to us it was always stories. I think now the last little while, some things have been a bit more brought home. So I was reading about the shluchim in Tasmania and how they were writing before Pesach that first year. They were worried. They were almost not able to get matzah. He did not know what he was going to do. They weren't allowing anything in. The last minute, a miracle happened. The senator intervened and made a special provision, and the ferry took the car without the person, and they were able to get the matzah. But you can imagine, if you don't have the matzah, you can't do the mitzvah of matzah. So this is, in a sense, part of a Jew's physicality, because there's really no separation in a Jew, because we're not complete when we can't do a mitzvah. Okay? Then he says, that's what the Medrash says. Then, okay, so I see he goes also through all of them here. Okay, it doesn't matter. We'll do it anyways because he says it. Even though I would have... Okay, let's see. He says, Ya'er Hashem. Now the next bracha. Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha. Right, that Hashem lights up his face to you. So he says, what does this mean? The Medrash tells us, Ya'amid banim imecha sheyihiyu bnei Torah. So here, we have in mind the future generations. That they should also... This is in the Rabbeinu Bechaye, right? This is on page 3 in the middle. So when we are getting this bracha, we have in mind for the future generations that they should also keep up with all of the Torah and the mitzvahs as much as possible. And why is that connected? Because the pasuk says, "Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah ar." The word ya'er, which is light, has to do with Torah. And we're talking here about the continuation of Torah. And another thing, Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha, which means what? He says, "Ya'amid mimecha." So both children that learn Torah, grandchildren that learn Torah, and also kaihanim that will light up the mizbeach. A word light coming to do in the same pasuk as the mizbeach. But I will not light up my mizbeach for nothing. But the point is that the kaihanim should also be there, otherwise we won't be able to get the bracha. And then it says vichuneka, right? That I will give you grace, right? So he says. Shana Rabbi Chia Hagadol, Yachana Hashem Etzlech, that Hashem should dwell with you. So even though Vichuneka means grace, but it also comes from the word Chania, which is to camp, right? Like a machane. And so Hashem should be with us. It's a whole different slant on it. This is the idea of being feeling Hashem's closeness to us. And then he says, let's see. Davar Acher, Ya'amid Mimeka Nevi'im, that Hashem should make, that prophets should come out of you. And another thing, Yitain Chinoi Alecha, that He should give His grace upon you, B'chol Mokayim Sha'ata Haylech, wherever you go. And this is a big bracha. We'll develop it a little bit more soon, that wherever a Jew goes, he should be carrying, so to speak, the grace of Hashem upon him, like Yosef HaTzadik did. Everybody who saw him would know and knew immediately that Hashem was with Yosef. That's the, so to speak, the shine that came out of him. And this is the bracha that we give for every Jew. And Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, right? Hashem should lift up his face to you. Uksiv Asher, now we come to an interesting concept that we will develop again soon a little more. There's an interesting thing, lifting up the face. What does it mean to lift up the face? It's a fascinating thing. So just simply, it could just mean looking at you face to face. But when you say you have to lift up the face, what does that imply? That where was your face first? Yeah. Down, right? You weren't looking straight. And why? When you don't look at somebody straight in the eye usually, it's because you're not too impressed with them, right? So you're a little bit upset. When you're upset, you don't look at a person, right? You're just not comfortable to look at them. So this implies something interesting. This, the Mefarshim tell us, is sometimes Hashem is not so happy with us, right? Perhaps we're doing something wrong. So naturally, what he should do is look down. But even though he should look down, what he's going to do is, he's still going to lift up his face to us. In other words, even when we don't deserve it. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha means Hashem will look at us face to face, even when we're not doing the right thing. And this is a very, very important part of the bracha. And let's see what he says. But it contradicts a different pasuk. In Chumash Devarim it says, Asher lo yisa panim, that God doesn't yisa panim mean, and it comes with the word also shoychad there. Hashem doesn't show favor and he doesn't take bribes. That's what it says. So if Hashem doesn't show favor and he doesn't take bribes, how come he's doing it? How come here he says he will? How does that work? So soon we're going to develop a little bit more. But let's see what the Rabbeinu Bechaye says. HaKeitzad, Asa Tshuva. So he says like this. Asa Tshuva, Ad Shalai Nechtam Gzar Din. So if a person does do Tshuva before the actual decree has been sealed, then Hashem will Yisa Panav. In other words, you did something wrong. You deserve that Hashem should be a little bit cold to you. But he won't be cold to you, even though you deserve it, as long as you do tshuva before the decree has been sealed. In other words, Hashem waits. He doesn't rush to actually act in that way until he gives it a delay and hopes that you will do tshuva. And if you do, fantastic. But he says, Kevan shenechtam gzar din asher lo yis upon him. But once the gzar din has been sealed, then Hashem is not going to look at you favorably. That's one way to look at it. We're going to see another opinion soon. Then he says like this. Then he explains davar acher, another way to explain the bracha. Yivarechecha bebanim. Very, very cute this one. That what's the blessing of yivarechecha? That's with boys. And yishmerecha bebanos. So somebody wants girls, you should have in mind. In yishmerecha. Why yishmerecha? What does that have to do with girls? So he says, shehanekeves tzricha shmira. As we know, even till today, women need more guarding, right? We're unfortunately more vulnerable in the world. So yishmerecha is the blessing of daughters. Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha, and Hashem will light up his face to you. Ya'er lecha me'or panav. So he's going to light up from the light of his face. And what does that mean? Ve'ein ya'er elechaim. This means life. What does life have to do with light? So we know there's a very famous pasuk in Mishlei, ba'or pnei melech chayim, that in the king's countenance there is life. In the light of the king's countenance is life, which means that when you're in the presence of the king, you are in the presence of life, and it gives you life. There's a famous concept that I think I've once shared that in the olden days, apparently, when if somebody was sentenced to death, and they would be, whatever, hung or whatever it may be, but if it happened to be that the king would walk by just before the person was supposed to be put to death, the person would actually be absolved. They wouldn't be put to death. Because it says that as if they were in the presence of the king, I guess it would be an insult to the king to think that here he was just near somebody and they could still be put to death. So the concept is that when you're in the presence of Hashem, you're life. This is life. That we're always in the presence of Hashem. So here what we're talking about is for us to be aware of it. We have to be conscious that we're in the presence of Hashem, and then we're in the presence of true life. That's a very beautiful part of this bracha. And then he says, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, right? So Hashem will lift up his face to you. Bechol makom shetifneh, so everywhere that you turn, yihyu panav nesuais lach, Hashem will be, his face will be lifted to you. Lasum lecha shalom, to give you peace. V'tinotzel mikol pega u'mikol mikra, and you will be saved from any terrible incident and from any occurrence that might happen. And this is the concept of Hashkocha Pratis Yisera. This is the concept of extra Hashkocha Pratis. So when we say those words, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, what we also have in mind is that Hashem should supervise us extra. And we'll see soon why should we even deserve that. And why that comes into this bracha, we'll see soon. Now, the Baal HaTurim on these brachas is excellent, because he explains the structure. He makes it very clear. So here we're going to see the first one. So he says like this, Yivarechecha. So first of all, Haschalas HaTevais, if you look at the first letters, Yivarechecha, I know it's not over here, but Yivarechecha, Hashem V'Yishmerecha, which Yud, and Vav, right? Those are the first three letters. That's the first bracha, which has three words, Yud, Yud, Vav. And Yud, Yud, Vav is 26. 10, 10, and 6 is 26. What's 26? The name Havaya. Yud, K, Vav, K, the name of God, which is the name of revelation, is the gematria of 26. So he says that's why we have 26, that gematria of the first bracha, because we're getting a tremendous bracha from the revelation of Hashem. And what's the last letters? V'soif ha-teveis, oilam men hey. So the chaf, yivarechecha, and then there's a hey, and then there's another chaf. What is 45? Keneged Hashem shel mem hey teveis. We've mentioned that the name Havaya can be written in different ways, and one of them is the gematria of 45, which is also a source of blessing. Again, the concept of this whole thing is that there is constant blessing. Something interesting to note, we said it was 3, 5, 7, but also in each of the blessings we have Hashem's name. And the first one, Hashem is right in the middle. It's always in the middle somewhere, but Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Then you see Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chunecha. And then Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yosein l'cha shalim. So each one has Hashem's name in it repeated. You see, it's amazing each time. And this is very important because that's the source of the bracha. And then he says, V'zeh Hashem yishmer tzeischa uveyecha. The idea being that Hashem guards us both in the coming and the going, at the beginning of the words and at the ends of the words. V'gimel'ah. Now, let's understand. We said that there's three blessings. The first one has three words. So what are the three words? Gimel teveis. You see in the Baal HaTurim, bepasuk, lahaskir schus gimel avais. We have three forefathers. When we say those bracha, the first bracha, we think even if we're not deserving in the merit of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we should be receiving. And the truth is that each of them actually correspond to a different one. So even the first one hints to all three, but really the first one, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, corresponds to Avram. And let's see how. What's the connection? So he says like this. So first of all, three avos. Ubahem tesvav oisius. We said there's 15 letters for the name Al Shem Ha'avos Sharau Ze'ezesh Loishtan Biyachad Tesvav Shanim. Right? There was an overlap of 15 years that the three forefathers lived in this world together. Right? Because Yitzchak was 160 when he gave, not Yitzchak, Yitzchak was 60. But Avram was 160 when his grandchildren were born, when Esav and Yaakov were born, right? So, which means that and Avram passed away at 175. So for 15 years, you had Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all living in this world. And 15, corresponding, he says, to the 15 letters, I think, of this first pasuk. But then he says like this, V'schus hashvatim, im ha'avais, also, heim tesvav. There are 12 tribes and three forefathers. That's 15. Again, the concept, everything is very, very exact in these brachas. And then he says, this first bracha really specifically corresponds to Avram. Why? Because what does it say by Avram? By Avram it says, V'Hashem beirach es Avram bakol. That Hashem blessed Avram with everything, bakol. And the word yivarechecha is the word blessing, right? So because by Avram it highlights blessing, and he blessed him with everything. And not only that, but we have three brachos that to Avram that says blessing. It's and this pasuk has three words. Where do we have? It says va'avarechecha to Avram, v'heyei bracha, you will be a blessing, va'avarcha mevarechecha, and those who you bless will be blessed. So you have the word, that the concept that Avram is a blessing and the source of blessing three times, corresponding to these three words in this first pasuk, which is the merit that we get the bracha from Avram Avinu. And Yivarecha Hashem b'gematria b'nechasim u'beguf, as we said, the theme is the concept of our belongings, of our physical things, and it's actually the same gematria. Nechasim are belongings, and guf is physical, the body. And that's Yivarecha Hashem. Okay, so that gives us already, in a sense, we get the first part of the structure. We're going to see how the theme runs through to all of them. But I just want to show you the beautiful one. If you go to page number 4, I'll show you something really beautiful. In page number 4, we have one of the mefarshim. We've done it in the past, but he says it very beautifully. And this is a theme that runs through. Very important, because this has to do with what we, so to speak, the little bit that we do. Even though, in a sense, these brachas are given by the Kohanim, and we just stand there, and we receive them. There is something small that we should do, and we'll see in a minute what that is. What is it? What's our part? And it'll come through. So a little bit we'll see now. Lefi she'ikar hatzlachas ha'adam tluya bazeh she'tiyeloi emuna chazaka. One of the main successes of a person is dependent upon the fact that a person has to have the faith, and not just faith, strong faith, shekol ha'tayvais ha'bois ala olam, that all the good that comes to the world, heim mehasiba ha'alef, they are from the first cause, meaning from Hashem himself. V'loy b'mikra, and not coincidence, v'his damim, v'loy b'kaychei v'aitzim yadzai, and definitely they don't just happen, and they don't happen by your strength. You definitely didn't make them happen. Oy mikaycha v'mazal, and it's not the constellations. V'lazek havu chazal, so the chazal have established kol ha'brachis, u'befrat birchas hamenin. And that's why we have the concept of bracha, and we have the concept of blessing before food, because we have to acknowledge, and we have to realize, and truly believe everything is from Hashem. He is the source of everything, of course, the source of all brachas. So that, and that's why, so that Kadesh Yiskar Shem HaBayre, so that we should mention the name of the Creator, HaMeitiv Alatayva, the one who does good, the one who brings about all the good. And we have to, obviously, Tzarech L'Tzarech L'Kach Hadas, so we have to always not only say it, but we have to understand it, and our mind has to be totally... it has to be sitting perfectly in our mind. Now, this has to be our perspective. Shazai ha-siba, ha-alef, balas, ha-ratzen, ha-mukhlat, bi-maksas, ha-nimtsais. That this, in other words, that Hashem is the one who is totally in control, and He is the source of everything. He is the first existence and the source of all existence. V'loy hayecheles, and he has the ability lahanhig ha'olam, to conduct the world b'rtzoinai, according to his will. Then he says like this: when a person understands that v'chein hakavana b'birchas kayanim, then this is the intent in the bracha of the kayanim, leha'ir libam. Why do we get those kohanim to say, like we remember, we said Hashem could just give us the brachas. What's this kohanim coming up there and singing these tunes, and we concentrate and we look to them? The kohen does play a role. The kohen has to wake us up. He has to arouse in our hearts, and he has to make us acknowledge and realize that we truly are dependent on Hashem. That's what the kohen does. So he wakes us up. Wakes up the hearts, ladas shekol ha'tayves mushpas v'itay, that all the good is influenced and comes from Hashem. V'hu hasiyua lahashpas habrachas, and this is actually the help. This is what causes that all of the brachas shetaka come down. Like it says in the Medrash, bizman shiyisrael eisen ritzayin shel makayin maisifin kayach begvura shel maila. When we do the will of Hashem, we, so to speak, kivyachol add in the strength from above, meaning that we cause the bracha. This is only the beginning of the message. We'll develop a little more, but so far we've said we have to acknowledge that everything comes from Hashem. We'll see, this is really, in truth, a lot of the underlying theme of these brachas. The bracha is that we know Yivarechecha, the only way we could be Yivarechecha is from Hashem. And the only way that we have Yishmerecha is from Hashem. That's why we keep saying Hashem the whole time. And when we concentrate on that, and we're aware of that, and that's first and foremost in our minds, then we are worthy of these brachas. That's what it explains. And this is the avodah that we have to do when we come to Birchas Kayanim. The Sfarnu says, just very cutely, that of course when we're talking about Yivarechecha, we said it's wealth and it's goods, because as we said, Eimein kemach ein teira, right? If you have no money, you can't have teira. And then obviously, who's he guarding us from anybody who might rob us? I don't want to do it all inside because it takes long and we do want to get through, but I want to see, there was a beautiful one from the, let's see, the Al-Sheikh says, it begins, Yivarechecha, b'losh, first, Kaisivarchu, the Kayanim are told to bless in plural, but then, obviously, then it comes into singular, because as we said before, first of all, it's from Hashem himself, and also we are all united. The Atzmai V'loy Al Yidei Malach, right, that Hashem himself blesses us, and he guards us, but the guarding can Ashmirashi Karagil Al Yidei Malach Tiye Ba'atzmai. He himself will guard us. Okay, just want to see. The Kliyakar, I have to tell you orally, it's a very beautiful one, very interesting thing. It says like this, that when you look at the actual words of the bracha, they're very exact. And the brachas all begin with Yud. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yo'er, right? And Yisa, right? All three begin with a Yud. What's very fascinating about the letter Yud, if you look at Yud, if you spell out a Yud in Hebrew, it's Yud, Vav, Dalid, right? That's how you write Yud. So Yud is 10, and what's Vav and Dalid? Vav is 6, and Dalid is 4. So it's also 10, right? So the revealed part and the hidden part are both 10, right? 10 and 10. Which means, and this concept over here is, that this is a double bracha. That when we get this bracha from the kohanim, there's what we feel externally, and then there's something deeper happening as well at the same time. There's a double bracha. There's the yud that we hear, and then there's the yud that we don't hear, that's behind the scenes, and they're happening together. What that can represent, so he says very beautifully, he says like this, it can represent a few things. First of all, it represents the fact that it's a physical bracha and a spiritual bracha together. And that's quite a unique thing. He says also interesting that, because some, as we know, some of this bracha is for the physical and the spiritual, but it's also all together. I just want to see also that he says that there's three partners in a person, and each of the partners gives us, it's interesting, in the Gemara it describes that the mother gives 5 different parts, father gives 5, and obviously Hashem gives a complete 10. So here we have 10 and 10, the part from the physical mother and father, and the part that we get from Hashem to complete us as a person. And that's also why, and a very important thing, if you ever look, I mean, we don't look, but the kohanim, what do? They lift up their hands. And the hands is 10, right? 5 and 5. And the idea being, again, to arouse this 10, but of course we know that the kohanim's hands are reflecting Hashem's 10. So Hashem's 10 comes through the Kohanim's 10, and we get the complete, literally from A to Z, brachas in every way possible. So that's a very beautiful idea. Okay, so let's see. Okay, as we said, the idea of Yishmerecha is very important because the Aruch Chaim says we want to have so much bracha that we need to be guarded. That's how much bracha we want. Sounds interesting because sometimes some people might say, like with physical things, I only want a certain amount because I don't want too much, I won't manage it. So here we say, no, but you shouldn't limit. You have to have as endless. Why? Because you can do so much with it. The more we have, the more we can do, right? As we know, the more tzedakah we can give, fantastic. It could be a burden, but it's an incredible zchus. So the more we have, the more we can do, and the more we can bring Hashem into the world. Okay. And also, as we said, and we mentioned this last time, it's a very important part to think about, the Yishmerecha, because especially with the physical and the material brachas that we get, we have to be careful that they should be used correctly. And this is what Hashem says, I will guard you, that every single thing you experience, you will be able to do it properly. So if Hashem gives you money, you will use it properly. And if Hashem gives you even understanding, which is more in the next bracha, but still, even just, you know, a good head, I will make sure that you use it properly. So that's a very important part of the bracha, because a person can have so many things and misuse them. And that's what we want. If Hashem gives us a talent, He will help us channel it in the proper way. And that's Yishmerecha. Okay, and also that it shouldn't go to our head. As we said last time, it shouldn't become arrogant because of it. Okay, just want to see if there was one more Malbim, and then we might move on to the next bracha. Okay, interesting. Okay, so he says also, even though this is the physical brachas, then the, you know, all the things that we have, all the possessions, but the Malbim says that it also has to do with our personality, which means that we should have good character traits. That a person, this is what we also ask for, and we get, so to speak, this is the channel of this bracha, that we should be healthy physically, but healthy emotionally and mentally. That's also the physical part, and psychologically, which means that we should have good midas, as he says, that we should be able to channel our desires, that we should be able to channel them in the right way. And that's why he says he will guard us from the Yetzirah, but also that we should have a constant guarding. It should be never, ever stopped. Because he says, why do we need guarding even more in the physical realm? Because physical things are temporary. The spiritual is not temporary. So like, you know, we know, we say we do a mitzvah, it's eternal. But with physical things, we, as we know now more than ever, we always knew, but we know more than ever, something that's here this minute is gone the next. Nothing's guaranteed. So here what we're asking for is a consistency, an ability to feel that sense of security. And this is a very, very big bracha. As we know, it doesn't mean that we can rely that we'll have what we have now tomorrow. We don't rely, but we rely on Hashem that He will ensure that we have whatever we need for that time. And this has to be constant. Because as we say, physicality is temporary and constantly fluctuating. Okay, that's also why Yishmerecha is a very important part of this bracha. Let's go to page number 5. Oh, because now we come to the second bracha. Okay, so the first bracha, physical, it has 3 words, corresponds to Avraham. Let's see what the second bracha, Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chuneka, right? Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chuneka, we had, and I feel bad, on the page 2 we had, it doesn't matter, but I just want to read again and make sure something from the Rashi there, if we needed to see, I could just read it. So we say, may Hashem illuminate His countenance towards you and endow you with grace. Just want to see, this is an important Rashi. I'm so sorry to make you go back. If you don't mind, go back to page number 1 for a minute. And we'll come right back to this. I'm going to show you something beautiful. It's very important to see what Rashi says about this bracha. What is Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha? That Hashem will illuminate His countenance. So it says, Rashi says, Yira Lecha, may He show you, Panim Soichakais, a smiling countenance. Panim Tzehuvais, a radiant countenance. Very interesting language, Rashi. You know, Rashi is very exact with his language. What does this mean, a smiling countenance and a radiant countenance? And what's Rashi adding? The word Ya'er is light. So that's obviously radiance, right? So what is Rashi telling us? It's a fascinating thing. If you see the first word he used, is panim seichakai, it's a smiling countenance. Smiling countenance means that Hashem is happy with us. Very interesting thing we know, and we know this from ourselves, that if we see somebody, well, sometimes when we're in a good mood, but not only that, when we see somebody that makes us happy, what does that evoke in us? The desire to do for them, to give them, and to give them in a way which is so different than when we are not happy with them. So if we see somebody who has a need, and you know, we're good people, so we want to fill their need, so we do. But when we see somebody who has a need and we're filled with joy, the way we fill that need is on a whole different level. I think a good example is with a baby. When you see a baby, most of us, you can't help it. They're so cute. They're so, you know, it just lifts you. So you want to cuddle them and you want to make sure that they're okay. You want to protect them. You want to feed them. It just gives you that extra measure because of that extra love and joy that they bring. And that's why Rashi brings that first it's a smiling countenance, which means the concept is that Hashem is joy, has joy with us. We say Yismach Hashem b'maisav. Hashem is rejoicing in his creations, and what that leads to is panim tzehuvais. You know the word tzehuvais, here they translate radiant, but what word is it? What word do you see there? I know you don't really see it because it's more like from the Aramaic, but tzehuvais actually comes also from the word tzaddik and zayin are interchangeable. It's like zahav, gold. Gold is not just a shining, it's like the shiniest of the shiniest. The idea being that this type of blessing that you get from here from Hashem is on a whole different level. This is what Rashi is telling us. And this is the smiling and the radiant countenance that Hashem will show us, and obviously, therefore, will shower us with tremendous bracha. So that's Rashi. Now, sorry, go back to page 4. Let's see how the other Mefarshim explain what this exactly means. Love to see the Balat Turim first, even if it's not in order. Because he says it's so nice. I think maybe we'll go to page 5 for a minute. Let me just see. If it's in Balat Turim. Yeah, just sorry. Go to page 5 for a second. We'll come back to page 4. So I want to just show you something. On page 5, you have the Balat Turim. It says Yo'er. Do you see it in the middle there? Yo'er, right? Keneged Yitzchak. Because we said the first one is corresponding to Avraham. And this one is corresponding to Yitzchak. What does Yitzchak have to do with Yo'er, with light, with shining countenance? He says, Shera ha'akeda, right? What did happen to Yitzchak? He saw the akeda, the mace, and there was a partial death. We say his neshama actually went up. And what did Hashem do? The heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu es einav, the hachayehu. He lit up his eyes and he actually brought him back to life. This is corresponding to Yitzchak, so it could mean many things. It could mean, as we said before, the joy, Yitzchak is laughter, so also this concept of joy connects. Also, this concept of lit up face of Yitzchak is the concept, as we say, of almost Tchias HaMeisim. Look, he brought him back to life. That doesn't mean necessarily even physically, but for all of us, if we think sometimes, it could even be on Yom Tov, we come to Shul and we're not so alive. When we have the bracha, hopefully we can leave more alive. Literally, we say Hashem could bring us back to life. He can make us restore that life to us. And this is what Yo'er Hashem Panav Eilecha, this is what happens in this bracha. We'll see in a minute why 5 also, so I'll tell you in a second, because what does, the first bracha we said is the physical blessing. What is this bracha really? What does this represent? So simply, we can all understand. What is Oyer? Oyer Azutaira, right? Obviously, this is the spiritual blessing. This is the blessing for us to be, first of all, to be more in tune spiritually, to be lit up spiritually, but to be able to learn Torah. And it also encompasses a lot of the ability to have enough intellect to understand Torah. Because that, you know, the intellect is a lot of times compared to light. You know, when we understand something, our, like we always say, our mind lights up. We grasp it and we get it and all of a sudden there's clarity. So this is the bracha for clarity. But clarity mainly in the spiritual realm, in learning Torah and feeling Hashem's presence. And that's why it's 5 words, Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the 5 books of Torah. That's what it corresponds to. Yo'er Hashem Panav Eilecha Vichunecha. Now, Vichunecha is a hard word. What does it mean? So I was looking, it's not so easy to understand. So just on the simple, it says that He will give you grace, right? Not that. Some people say He will be graceful to you. There is such an opinion, and that's also good. But He will actually give you grace. So we said, and this is a very important one, that what Hashem will do for us is He will make us if we immerse ourselves, if we use the bracha, and we take a learn Torah, and we immerse ourselves in spirituality, that even the people around us will notice, because we will become, in a sense, lit up, and we will be full of grace that other people notice. That's what grace is. Grace is when you look at somebody and they look a certain way. They look lit up. They look, you know, so to speak, more refined, something more godly. This in turn makes people, hopefully, treat us with more respect. This is the idea that the Jewish people, as we know, have to be the light unto the nations. How can we be the light? Only if other people see the grace which is upon us. And then they want it. And then they want to know what's inspiring you. So you become the inspiration. That's the concept of Vichuneka, according to many opinions. Let me see if there's any other ones that I want to do inside that I don't want to miss. Let me go to page 5 as we did and see something. Okay. As we said, so the Sfarno says it beautifully, that he's going to open up our eyes. That's what it means, light. That we should be able to look into the wonders of his Torah and the wonders of his actions. After we have all of our needs. And that's also very important. Because when a person is physically well, and we're not talking about being wealthy, but just has enough, right? And not worried about where the next piece of bread comes from. Then they can learn Torah in this way, because they have the mind, they have the menuchas hanefesh. And that's a very important part. So that's why this bracha follows the previous one. First comes the first bracha, and then comes Yivarechecha, and then comes Ya'er Hashem. Just want to see, this one we have to do inside. I'm going to show you the Orach Chaim on page 5. The Orach Chaim says, Ya'er Hashem, Hey Rush, the explanation is Shaloyiya Mesach Hamavdil Ben Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim. There will not be a division, a curtain, which separates between the Jewish people and their Father in heaven. Shabazeh Ya'ir Arshinasa Al Yisrael. Through this, the light of Hashem will actually be on the Jewish people. Vichuneka Perish Yitain Lachachain V'chanin, as we said, that he will give us this grace. And he brings the concept of Yosef, like that everybody was able to see that Hashem was making the Yosef successful. As we said, this is the spiritual brachas. I just want to see if there's anything else here that's very, very important. Okay, there was one more thing in Vichuneka. The word Vichuneka, even though it does mean grace, can also, it's a similar word to Chein Chinam, for free. Remember many times we say, so we ask Hashem, Ya'er Hashem, Panave Lecha, Hashem should light up his countenance, right? Which means that we want that nothing should be dividing between us and him, even when we don't deserve. Chinam, for free. Not necessarily do we deserve. We try, but we're not that good at it, and we make mistakes. So we say, Vichuneka, do it anyway. Allow us to be connected to you, even when we're not deserving. That's a very important part of the bracha also. And Rav Shamshon Fel Hirsch also, he says very, very, very nicely. He says like this, if you see on the bottom of page 5, the last one, Yanik Lanu HaKishreinais HaRuchniim HaDrushim, that Hashem should give us, he should actually bless us with, like, present us with the talents, the abilities, the spiritual talents that are needed, Kedei Shenuchal Lirais Pnei Hashem, so that we should be able to see the face of Hashem. And what does that mean? Shenuchal lahakir, that we should be able to recognize ulahavin and to understand es pnei Hashem shenizgalu lanu, the face of Hashem which has been revealed to us, which means Hashem yigala lacha es matareis hanhagasai. Sometimes he can allow us to see a little glimpse into the why he does certain things, so to speak, the purpose of certain things that happen to us. The es hamatareis Tushkiga al yadecha, and all of the purposes that will happen through what we do. And how does that work? The prophets, they light up the way, but they sometimes give us that insight. What's happening? Not necessarily, obviously we never understand why Hashem does things, but we can sometimes see patterns, and we can see the purpose, and how something led to something else, which led to something else, and then we say, oh, now it makes a lot more sense. It sits well with me. And that's the idea of Ya'er Hashem. So we should light up for us, that we should have that clarity. And that gives us also that Menuchas HaNefesh. And he says, and it's through the Torah that we get this enlightenment. Okay. Okay, so let's see. Oh, and one last thing, v'chonekah, before we go to the last part of the bracha. Very beautiful on page number 6. Ha'im Endover says, v'chonekah, kabbalas ha'tfilah. We're asking Hashem to receive our prayers and our requests. And that is from where? What should make him take it? Because of chein v'chesed. Here we have the word compassion. In other words, Hashem should show us grace and compassion and accept all that we ask of him. So when we are receiving these brachas, we're asking Hashem to receive all of our tefillahs that we have all been just busy doing and that we will continue doing, and he should grant us what we're asking for. So that's another important part. Very beautifully said, because after Hashem shows us, like, his face is lit up, and it's like if you need something from somebody, and if you come to them and they barely look up at you, and they're in a rush and they're not in a good mood, so it's going to be very difficult for you to ask. If somebody looks at you and smiles to you and the face is shining, well, it makes it so much easier for you to request what you want to request, and you feel more confident and to actually ask, and you feel more confident that they'll be willing to do what you're asking. And this is the idea also. That's why we say, when Hashem lights up his face to you, then vichuneka, then we can ask him for chein v'chesed v'rachamim, that he should show us compassion and grant what we're asking for, that our tefillahs should be accepted. Okay, now we come to the third bracha, the last pasuk. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. So what will Hashem do? He will lift up, as we mentioned a little bit before, so he shows us favor sometimes when we're... He says sometimes, that way we explained it was when we do tshuva. We'll see in a second, is sometimes even when we don't do tshuva, and he will grant us peace. Peace, the big one. Okay, peace is always the big one. And that's the last part of this bracha, because we say there is no vessel that holds bracha except for peace. Peace is the key. I know, I can see already how the time today flew. Next week we will discuss more about peace. It's a very important one. Actually, it's going to come in this Wednesday, because we're going to do the bracha of Sim Shalom in the Shemayna Esrei. Funny, everything's all connected. So we will be discussing peace again. So I feel that might be a bit of a double, but it's such an important one. Why and what is so important about peace that it makes it this final word, which means it sums up the entire, every part of the bracha is summed up in the word Shalom. Shalom, we say, is a synonym for Hashem. God is peace, equal. And we'll see why. Yerushalayim, exactly. That's a revelation of godliness. Exactly right. And we'll see. But I just want to go, before we go into that, let's see the Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. So I just wanted to share something with you before the time runs away, because we gave one explanation. Yisa Hashem means that he shows favor, which means we don't deserve it. That's what it means. It means that you overlook. Showing favor means that you shouldn't be doing something, but you'll do it anyway. You're overlooking something. Like, the person doesn't really deserve it. You'll overlook that, and you'll do it anyway. So Hashem will lift up his face to you, even though maybe he shouldn't. So there's a very beautiful Gemara, and it describes like this. It says, why? But another pasuk says Hashem doesn't show favor. So he says like this. Why does Hashem show us favor? And where does this come from? It's actually, as we said, Hashem is like the mirror. You know, he reciprocates what we do. What do we do? So there's a mitzvah in the Torah that says, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. You will eat, you'll be satisfied, and then you'll bench. How much do we have to eat to be satisfied? So we know halachically the chachamim give a certain amount. It's like it's more than a kazayis, I think, for benching. It's maybe actually a kazayis. It's not that much, like an olive, not that much, and they say, then you can bench. Are we really satisfied with that amount? No. A person needs more, nowadays for sure. We need much more to be satisfied. And yet, because we so much want to be able to bench Hashem, what do? Even the minimum amount that we have, we try to make that be worthy of us blessing Hashem. Why? Because we want to bench Hashem. We want to thank Hashem. We're so eager to have a connection. Do you want to close it? We can close it. I don't mind. Yeah, it is cold. Sure. Yeah, you can just, yeah, you'll... No, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be on at all. So it says like this, that since the Jewish people, what do? We go beyond, much beyond what's expected, because we're only supposed to bench Hashem when we're satisfied. And yet we bench Hashem much before we're satisfied. So Hashem says, if you do that, I will as well bless you, even though you don't deserve. Even though I should be looking at this and I should be looking at that and I should be, but I won't look at any of it, because you act way beyond what you're meant to, what you have to. I will act way beyond what I am expected to do. Because a person, we say, every person knows, you work for a job. If you don't do the job, you don't get paid. That's the way it works in the world. And yet Hashem says, I'll pay you even if you didn't do the job well. Why? Because that's how the Jewish people act. And the idea over here is a very powerful one. That if we, and this is a very beautiful thing, that if our approach and our perspective to serving Hashem, to doing Torah mitzvahs, and how we deal with other people is one of that we're doing it with love, and therefore we're not counting exactly, and we're not deciding that, oh, we're only responsible to do this amount, and once we do that, we're finished, goodbye. Like, you know, I only have to say hello, and then I can turn away from you, whatever, you know. We don't do that. We go way beyond. Then we get the reciprocal bracha from Hashem, where he does way beyond. So it's an interesting thing. This is a perspective that we're meant to have in life. This concept of doing things with love, with joy, which in turn enables us and makes us do things so much more, and in such a more way, as we say, and then we get so much more as well, immediately. And that's Yisa Hashem Panaveilachas. That's what we say, Hashem does show us favor, because we show him favor. We do much more than we're meant to, so he does much more than he's meant to. That's Yisa Hashem Panav. I just want to see in the Balatur, this one corresponds to Yaakov. What's the connection? Let me just do this, and then yes. So it's like this. What is Yisa? It says by Yaakov. By Yisa Yaakov, Raglav, the Yaakov lifted his legs. The same words are used by Yaakov. And it also says by Yaakov, Vishafti Bishalim, right? That he lived peace, whatever he was going, he was hoping to live in peace, but he's going to live in peace. And that's the word Shalim of this bracha. It has seven words, which correspond to when Avram gave birth to the 12 tribes. People are unaware, remember there's four mothers. So they were born in a period of 7 years. In 7 years, the 12 Shvatim were born. And that's the seven words in this bracha. And there are 25 letters, and it says, Koi Saimar Lebeis Yaakov. So you shall say to the house of Jacob, Koi Kafei is 25. Again, so the concept of 25 connecting to Yaakov. Interesting, it says there are seven crowns because there are seven ways that Hashem will show us peace. And also, very fascinating, the last one. And next week, I really wanted to do it this week, but we didn't get to the Shalom. We will, it's so important. I just want to show one thing he says. Shalom, this is interesting, is the gematria of all things of Esav. Why? And he says it's a lesson for us. That when we, just on a simple level, Shalom means to greet people. And there's a very famous concept that there was great Tanoim, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, actually. He always greeted everybody first. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, who was beyond busy and learned, and we know what his position was, and we know what he did, and we know how much Torah we have from him. And even though, and that occupies a person's mind, nevertheless, he would never walk by and not notice a person, and that he would greet them first. So here it says, the Baal HaTorim says that we have to greet everybody, even a non-Jew. What do you mean, Esav? Meaning to say, everybody from the whole world, any human being, has to be greeted. And you have to make sure to be the one to do the greeting first. But next week we'll do more about the actual Shalom. It's a very important part. Sorry, but you wanted to ask something.
In the beginning, you mentioned Abraham's call.
That's right, that's right.
So that is for Abraham, Yitzchak,
and Yaakov. Yes.
So is it somewhere in here?
I'm not sure. That's a good question, but I'm not sure. That's a good question. Yeah. Because that's in the.
You save a call for Abraham. So I was waiting for.
Yes, I know for that each one. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. You can unmute if you have any questions. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so next week, it's impossible. We have to do. I'm sorry, I'm leaving you with.